You make the worst fucking Halloween sounds I've ever heard. Hello, what's up everybody? It is October 29th, 2009. This is Background Noise for www.redmattersite.com. We have everybody here this time. We've got John Sangster, myself, Luke James, Zachy Raffi, Devin DeVelle, and Derek Gordon. And we're going to pass it right to Derek as usual because he's the master.
I appreciate that, Luke.
Hey, anytime.
So we got some juicy Halloween discussions coming up a bit later in the show. But first, we're going to touch on things that are a little bit more important. You know, the news that is breaking and will break into your living rooms.
Possibly
through our minds.
Your face, too.
And probably into your face. So basically, we're going to start with 62-year-old Dennis Leroy from Minnesota recently pleaded guilty to driving drunk while cruising in his homemade motorized easy chair.
Which in itself is awesome.
Okay, yeah. By easy chair, you mean lazy boy, like a full-out recliner,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Full-out lazy boy.
It probably isn't that easy to drive, though, because he ended up... Actually, it says Leroy allegedly downed no less than 8 beers at a bar one fateful night in August before mounting the chairmobile, which includes a lawnmower engine, headlights, and a full stereo system. His 0.29 blood content alcohol then proceeded to wheel into a parked car.
How does he control it? Does he have a little switch on the chair?
There's no steering wheel, so like... I think he has like a little pulley on each side of his thing, and he just gives him a fucking yank when he needs to fly around a corner.
Old school.
Yeah, it's not
bad. People have been drunk driving lawnmowers for years, so it's kind of...
Oh, jeez. Yep. In Belmont, when you're drunk, you drive your lawnmower because it'll get you there and...
Mow grass at the same time.
it's a little bit better than driving a car. Like, half the people that drive in Belmont are drunk and driving cars anyway, but... It's not surprising to see a riding lawnmower going down the middle of the road, even in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's Belmont for
you.
Wouldn't
you be a lot more likely to be pulled over if you're on a lawnmower?
Not in Belmont.
There's not that many cops out in Belmont either.
Well, not only that, but...
a drug bust or something.
And people do drive their lawnmowers, like if they're going over to do a neighbor's lawn, or if they have a field across the street or whatever, they do it.
Yeah, and that's what people say, and that's it.
Not at night, though.
It's like 3 in the morning. I'm just going to mow my neighbor's lawn, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a little conspicuous, that's for sure.
At first, when I first heard that, I thought, man, this guy is an idiot. But then when I really thought about it, I was like, he's not an idiot at all. To make a lazy boy that you can drive around in, it's pretty impressive to me.
I think he might still be a little bit of an idiot, maybe.
He's an idiot, but it is kind of impressive that he decided to make a lazy boy that could move.
He's a 62-year-old, too. Like, that's like...
That's dedication.
That's you know, he's getting up there.
He's not a young feller.
No, he knows what he wanted to do, and that's pretty cool.
He's an old chap.
At first, I was thinking, okay, this dude is drunk, and he drove into a vehicle, you know. But then I was thinking, maybe this thing's just hard to drive to begin with, you know. Like, him yanking the cords to control this thing.
Yeah, drunk or not.
Like, I might slam into a car... You know, being sober.
It's possible.
Yep. How fast does it go that you can drive into another car with another
idea. I didn't say how fast it went.
Yeah, it didn't say too much.
It said it was a lawnmower engine, so...
I'm going to guess fast enough that you can walk behind it.
Yes.
Yep.
But that's how the cops caught him.
I don't think he did much damage. They didn't really say anything about how much damage he did.
Well, he was in a chair made of mostly cushions, right?
So. Yeah. See you. I find it kind of funny because he's got a lawnmower engine in a lazy boy. I mean, you can't start a lawnmower engine in your house and expect to live for any length of time.
Yeah.
With the fumes and stuff that thing gives off. Like, if it was, like, electric or something, I'd be like, oh, that'd be kind of neat. Like, sitting in your house, like, driving around in this lazy boy. But what the heck's he doing with it outside?
Yeah, because, like, the highlight of it would be that you could sit in it indoors and then go right to outdoors in it and just, you know, never move.
First of all, that shit's going to be heavy. So how he get drunk and got home and managed to... pull this chair out of his... If it's in his house, like...
He never
saying.
Gets out of it.
He probably just
drove
has
it to the bar.
He has a ramp.
He's like Professor X. Yeah. Professor Xavier.
Exactly.
He's just always in it, except he's not psychic. He's just a drunk old asshole.
And instead of Charles Xavier, his name is Leroy.
Dennis Leroy.
Dennis Leroy.
I see a lot of old drunks that just kind of scoot around on their scooters. Yeah. Because what better thing to do when you're drunk than get on your scooter, be old, get drunk, and just look at young girls' asses? Yeah. You know?
As John said, I mean, if he went to the... Like, the bar and that, he'd have his bar seat right there. Just pull, just drive into the
and
bar.
And he would be the most comfortable.
Lean back, yeah.
Was he handicapped or anything? It didn't say anything about that, did he?
No, well, he didn't say. Well, handicapped.
A little mentally.
He's a special fella, but
he's definitely a special fella. I like his idea, though.
It is. It's groundbreaking.
It is.
And this is the type of news that we have to skip Halloween to jump right into for a little while.
It is. This is because big
this
news.
Is important.
It is. People need to know this stuff exists.
Exactly.
Something you can do next time we're at the bar.
Why not?
Or eat your
glasses on the back.
Didn't it actually say something about that? I thought I read another article about the same thing where it said he was trying to, like, hitch girls on the back or something like that, and it caused it to go awry.
It's very possible. Would you turn that down, Luke, if a 62-year-old man tried to pick you up in a motorized?
No. Yeah. If I was really drunk, I might say, well, hello, fella.
Yeah, and you'd blow the shit out of him.
Where are we going? I would blow the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Right out of him.
Mm-hmm. That's news.
There's my secret for the day.
Yeah.
Blowing old men who go around in hover rounds.
Well, you never know if he's an X-Man or not. He might end up being Charles Xavier.
True.
Boy, would it be shitty if fucking Charles drove around in a Lazy Boy with a fucking lawnmower engine. Anyway, so that's that.
That's the secret. It looks like it's some, like, fascinating machinery he's in. Yeah. This Professor X fellow, but it's not.
Yeah.
Just a piece of shit that he rigged up.
He read this dude's mind to learn how to make it. He's like, I'm getting something. Oh, that's a fucking sweet idea. Dude, into the Lazy Boy.
Walk again. His legs are actually fine.
And our next story that's pretty exciting is a man in Gatineau, which I assume is in Quebec City, Minnesota to Quebec. That's kind of how we operate.
Somewhere in France.
Yeah. Sounds like a big cake.
Mm.
Anyway, he's facing hundreds of dollars in fines after trying to pass off a teddy bear as his third passenger while driving in the carpool lane. Police said the man was caught trying to fool police not once, but twice in the same week.
So he thought he could get away with it.
He thought he could get away with it.
How stupid would you feel? Like, you get caught for something that ridiculous once. You think you'd be so embarrassed you wouldn't do it again. But
apparently
to have the balls to do it again
and
then get caught again?
Yeah.
You just feel like a dummy.
I don't think he would feel that dumb. If he was dumb enough to get caught once and then try it again, he obviously didn't care too much the first time.
Do you think he tried a different teddy bear the second time?
That's a good question.
A realistic one.
Yeah.
First time he had, like, Zeddy. This time he was trying to use maybe like a glowworm.
Or a Cabbage Patch doll.
Yeah.
It's my daughter.
The cop's eventually going to pull somebody over that's actually got like a mascot in the side, in like the seat beside him or something.
Or just a really ugly human.
An ugly.
You can't have dolls. That's my daughter.
It's my son. He has teddyitis. He's a fur baby.
Cheep. So he was fined $144 and sent on his way, only to be stopped again the next day and fined again for $144.
Good.
So this dude's racking up the charges for driving around in the carpool lane with his teddy bear.
I said he wants to pay $144 every day. Then
yeah, exactly.
Use the friggin' carpool lane.
Yeah,
just let him.
Well, and it says that the teddy bear was the third passenger. So does that mean he had another human passenger that was just cool with him using the teddy bear, or did he have like two teddy bears and they're only talking about the third one?
No, maybe he didn't even gecko.
Yeah, he had the gecko from Geico. Yeah.
Maybe he didn't even mention it to the other person. He just like had it strapped in back, and the whole time they're just like, "What the hell is up with this guy? Why is there a teddy bear strapped in back there?"
I don't know if I want to carpool with him anymore.
Yeah,
he's talking to it and
he just stole the car and like threw a baby down a hill and just left his teddy bear in there.
You had two teddy bears and only one was convincing.
Yeah, yeah. You and your son have to get another passenger next time. It was like Teddy Ruxpin, and he's just spouting off good advice the whole time. How about you just let us go?
Classic.
Yeah. I could picture Mr. Bean doing it, though, like, because he loved his teddy.
Oh,
like,
for
to the,
sure.
Like, he packed him up and took him places and shit. So I could see him. And that's teddy bears. Or the teddy bears that went on the picnic. Because obviously there would be a family. But there would be a grown teddy bear dad driving the vehicle.
Maybe in the teddy bear world, they try to take stuffed humans when they go to their picnic.
Or just regular humans.
On the highway. Just a regular human that they kidnap?
Yep.
Okay.
And enslaved humans.
And they are part of the picnic. They just fucking maul their ass and eat them up.
In the future, we're slaves to teddy bears.
Just for carpooling purposes.
Bears.
I mean, it would make more sense. They are bears.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're just going to like go around eating apples when they could like munch on one of us.
But teddy bears, their furs, their claws are soft.
So the difference between a teddy bear becomes a teddy bear.
They're tickly, Devin. Teddy bears don't hurt. They hug and hold.
They do if they have like glass eyes and like plastic noses and they're being smashed against you. I don't know. We've had quite a few stuffed animal fights.
And who didn't used to hump teddy bears when they're younger?
Exactly.
I
used to fuck the shit out of them.
Devin, you just looked at me weird.
I did. I'm sorry, Luke.
Well, you know, the pills get old after a while. You're a young boy and you're experimenting and you realize things feel good rubbing against your ball sack and your shaft and yes, next thing you know, you're pounding a popple.
Oh, man, I loved popples.
I fucked popples.
I bet you did.
That's where furries
They were so
from.
Small and cute. Like, it's no wonder. Like, the first thing that crosses my mind when I see a popple is like, I wouldn't mind fucking it. And it's cute. You know, whatever.
Why not? Just open his pouch.
Did
up.
You have it in, like, bear mode or did you curl it into ball mode before you fucked it?
I would role play different things depending on what I felt like at the time.
Pretend
what
it was
the
Metroid.
Fuck are you guys
Metroid,
talking
yeah.
About?
Yeah. You don't remember popples?
I don't know what a popple is.
That little stuffed animal that you turn into a ball.
You could stuff them like, you cram them into their own shell and they turned into like a soft, squishy ball.
Oh, it's like an awful transformer?
Yeah. Yeah, a little kid transformer.
Essentially.
Yeah. Cool.
Or like Dev said, a cute Metroid.
Cute Metroid?
Or Samus, I should say, not Metroid.
Yeah, Samus. I could see that.
Samus Aran.
Every kid called Samus Metroid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every kid, well, maybe not every kid, but I certainly thought it was a guy. And when I found out it was a girl when you beat the game, I was just like, what the fuck?
You're like, this game doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Girls can't do
that's
that.
That's gay? I just played as a girl the whole time?
I called Link Zelda for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people made that mistake.
Because the game was called like Legend of Zelda, and then you were Link. And, I mean, sometimes you don't read the text because you want to play the game.
Especially when you're a kid.
Yeah.
You're more concerned with the sorcery and the swords. Yeah.
What is Zelda's legend anyway? She doesn't do shit the
entire
game. Except
her legend is that she's a dumb bitch, and she gets kidnapped every now and then Link has to save her again.
Yep. So just like the Princess Peach. Yep. All in all, it seems like Princesses and Princess Diana... Okay, I won't go there.
Oh,
too soon.
Princesses...
too soon?
Come on, it's been...
Come on.
It's only been 12 years.
Yeah.
Princess died.
She wasn't kidnapped.
Yep.
Well, we got back to Charizard anyway.
She did that all right. In a flurry of flames.
Knock on wood every day.
Oh. Oh, my. That's awful.
Yeah, we're laughing at dead people.
But, yeah, bears maul people. And we actually have a story that happened. And this isn't funny, guys, so don't laugh.
Okay.
All right, so keep your fucking chuckles to yourself.
Chuckles are in the pocket.
We went from Minnesota, we went to Quebec, and we're going right to fucking wonderful Russia, where they have bears on ice skates attack two people during the rehearsals at a circus in Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan, killing one of them. And after the one got attacked, the trainer jumped in to try to save him. And
why would you try to jump in?
And he got mauled to shit, and he's in critical condition.
He deserves to. I'm sorry, I love you guys, but if I see a bear mauling the fuck out of you, I might stand there and wave my arms and yell.
Yeah, or swing something.
Get out of there, because the bear's coming at you next. So just,
especially if the bear's a better skater than you are.
Just you're run.
Now I know where you stand, Devin.
Yeah, the bear's a better skater.
Look, skating away from the bear.
I taught him too well.
Bear's pirouetting after you on
the ice. Damn, that bear's graceful. I like it.
He's doing little spins for no reason other than just to fuck with you more. Like, oh my god, this bear's coming at me and he's doing triple sow cows.
Before he fucking rages on you and mashes you up with his not so furry and gentle claws.
You know, this is probably good for the circus industry because if there was no chance that the guy's going to get mauled by bears, no one would go watch it. It's like NASCAR. People don't go to watch cars drive in a circle.
Yeah,
they want to see somebody get really, really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's true. Nobody goes to see monster trucks to see them drive.
How big those wheels are.
To see them not drive over things, just drive around a track.
Yeah.
Those are some pretty big wheels.
Gravedigger. Yeah. The Undertaker's in the house. So it says it was unclear what caused the bear to attack Potapov, a 25-year-old. And I'm thinking, unclear?
Yeah.
You fucking put this bear on ice skates and made it skate.
And they probably dress him up in like glittery shit. Maybe put a tutu. Just embarrass him. Bears are probably smarter than we think. The whole time he's just like, oh, I can't wait to eat this motherfucker.
I don't know the complex inner workings of a bear, but I'm going to guess he was probably hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably as simple as it is.
Yeah.
Bears kill for a sport only. They're purely vegetarians. They only kill for the lust.
So when they're doing, you probably shouldn't make bears do a sport if they kill for sport. They take their ice skating very seriously.
Yeah.
Like, ice skating isn't a sport. I'll murder this guy.
So, the bear nearly severed one of his legs and dragged him across the ice by his neck. Medical personnel were unable to save Potapov, who died at the scene. The trainer jumped in and tried to save him, but ended up with deep scalp lacerations, bruising of the brain, and lacerations on his body. He is now in critical condition.
Meanwhile, the judges gave it 5 out of 10.
Yeah. 5 out of 10.
Yeah, that ending was not quite what they had hoped for.
Is anyone else wondering what bear skates look like?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, very big and clunky and uncomfortable.
They look like those old skates you used to wear when you were like one, that have like the two blades on them so you don't fall.
Oh,
over.
The big like round ones?
That, and
like,
they get a pylon.
Sat in?
Yeah.
I think I know which ones you mean.
Does a bear have to wear one of those hats with like the spinner on top of it?
Probably.
Because that's just what I picture right now.
The propeller beanie. So.
Oh, yeah.
It makes him go faster when he's on ice.
He's skating and flying after you.
It's like the world's deadliest bear. He's the silliest and deadliest bear at the same time.
He has knives on his feet, and he can fly with his helicopter hat.
And he's on skates just going very fast.
You're like giggling the entire time he's mauling you.
Yeah.
You look so silly, Mr. Bear!
Do you think he's thinking that as he's getting eaten? Is he just thinking, well, this is my life.
Yeah.
This is how I go down in history.
Yeah.
Mauled to death by a bear.
I don't know. It's better than some bears. Some bears just get hunted from fucking hillbillies in neon orange jackets.
Yeah, and end up as a rug in the floor.
Bear and then fucked on. I think we went over that before, didn't we?
Fucking yeah, bear.
I believe we did about bears.
Yeah.
But you think people would learn just to stop fucking with vicious killing animals like this?
That's why I don't have a problem making light of when an animal attacks a human.
No.
Because, like, actually, a human attacking an animal bothers me a lot more than an animal attacking a human.
Because
like,
you should know better.
Into it. Yeah.
You know, that is a bear. Let's keep that in mind.
He's just seeing, like, it would be if we had a Big Mac on, you know, on skates trying to train us, whipping us, and we just see this Big Mac going around. We're just like, oh, you motherfucker. I can't wait to sink my teeth into you.
Yeah. You don't eat it. You just maul the shit out of it.
Yeah. Rip your bunny flesh. Not bunny, but bun. Knee.
Bunny. Oh,
you see what I'm
nice.
Saying?
I like it. And then another Big Mac jumps in to try to help. And you're like, I'm going to eat both of you now. And then I'm going to shit you out because that's what happens with McDonald's.
That's what happens with food when it's forced to be on skates.
I'm wearing this best analogy ever.
Yep.
Big Macs and bears?
Yep. Big Macs pretty much are bears, let's face it.
Let's face it, they are.
The last line of the report was, experts have been brought in to examine the bear, which was shot and died at the scene. Are any of you guys experts? Devin looks like an expert.
Actually is an expert on bears after the fucking panda bear raccoon thing.
So how would you assess this situation?
I think it went poorly at best.
Okay.
At best. He actually has a clipboard. Yeah. And he just does a big X on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
This did not go well.
So now we know. Our expert has analyzed the situation.
Didn't the same thing happen with Siegfried and Roy where the tiger was doing some silly thing and then it drug him off stage by the neck?
Yep.
Yeah. So I think animals just say fuck it sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's doing what it's naturally supposed to do.
You can try to train it all you want, but...
Like, if someone was trying to force me to do stupid shit, like, every day,
like
jump through this ring of fire, and then, like, they give me a handful of peanuts after, like, good, now jump through it again.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure at some point I would sink my human teeth into their jugular.
Yeah. Kick the peanuts out of their hand and just bite them.
Like Chris Rock said, the tiger didn't go crazy, the tiger went tiger. And that's what the bear did.
The bear went.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have to remember a bear is pretty much wearing, like, Freddy Krueger gloves, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, giant sharp
and could punch
blades.
A person's face right off their face and into a tree.
And it's not in a good mood.
No.
Like Winnie the Pooh. Bears aren't like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, they don't just go around looking for honey. It's
maybe
like
that's
that.
Where they got the idea from, though. Maybe they thought they could just make bears silly like Winnie the Pooh.
It's true.
Have them going for
Winnie
honey.
Winnie the Pooh is awesome.
You know what's not really awesome?
What's not awesome?
Getting eaten by two coyotes.
I would go on a limb and say that you're probably right.
Yeah.
Reasonably unawesome.
We've all heard that story. The local... Well, she wasn't local. She's from Toronto, actually, but she was spending some time here in,
Cape
Breton.
She was
on her tour.
Yeah. She thought she'd go for a hike through a Cape Breton trail, and two coyotes
jumped out and ate her.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But just, it's unbelievable that it happened at 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And it was coyotes. And coyotes are known for basically being afraid of everything, and they don't do anything really in the daytime that I know of.
Yeah.
But she was like, tiny and alone. Like, she wasn't a big girl.
Did they say anything about how big she was?
There's a picture of her.
There's a picture of her.
Yeah.
And she was only, like, 18, which is tragic. She was pretty cute.
Was this a regular walking path, or was it kind of
she
went
like,
into the woods?
Yeah, it was a regular path.
Yeah, it's like, it is a hiking trail.
Yep. She had just, like, she had a date off from her little tour, and she wanted to relax and go for a walk, and it turned out a whole lot less relaxing than she had hoped for, I think. Probably.
That's crazy, man. Just imagine you're walking on a path, and, like, you're just feeling good, and then you just see a coyote. Like, you would think, like, maybe I can scare it away, or maybe it would scare away. But as soon as it took that first step, and that big fucking dog tongue hung out, and then its friend, like, creeped in from the back, it's like, it's like, I'm picturing, like, the hyenas in Lion King. You know how they always come into the picture, like, what have we got here? Goldberg.
Let me just paint it out for you, okay? She's walking on a trail, and then she gets attacked by coyotes, and so she's, like, trying to fight them off. Another person walking along the trail sees it, runs up, tries to fight off the coyotes.
He was the trainer from the bear story. He's just around saving people from animals attacking.
Like, flies in.
Yeah.
Anyway, the person can't get the coyotes off, so they run and get, or run and call a police officer. So the whole time, she's still getting attacked.
Yeah.
Police officer shows up, like, later. Yeah. And she's still getting attacked.
Jesus.
And he shoots one of the coyotes, and the other one runs away, and then she, like, dies.
Wow. So
that's a really, really long time to be getting attacked by coyotes.
And you know they wouldn't kill you right away. Like, they'd rip you. They're going to rip flesh off, I assume. Yeah. So they'd be like,
everybody knows that coyotes are torturers.
Yeah, exactly.
By nature.
That's brutal.
Plus, I mean, they're relatively small animals, like, compared to, like, a bear or something that would just kill you within, like, a minute.
Yeah, I was reading on the article. They're, like, 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, I mean,
yeah.
Do you think you could fight a coyote if you had to?
One coyote for sure.
Yeah, one
coyote.
I wouldn't say for sure, but I mean, I wouldn't give it a go, like, willingly. But if I had to, you know, I'd watch the boss rooting videos. I know how to
dang. Smash his head on a table.
Yeah.
Never do it, coyote.
Just wait 1 second, coyote. Can we go to, like, a bar so I can get a bar stool?
Yeah.
And fuck you off.
Make distance.
Whap you in the head with it.
Coyote pulls out a knife.
Ka-ching. Yeah.
You think they would have been able to get a coyote off though? Like, that's just, it just seems...
I have a feeling that the person that was trying to help probably wasn't trying to help too much. You know, like...
Without getting bitten.
They probably went over, hey, blowing, hey, coyotes.
Stupid coyote. Stupid coyote. I'm over here. Come get me, from inside their car.
How irritating would that be? You're getting eaten by two coyotes. You just hear someone going, hey,
stop that.
Yeah. Coyote. They're, like, blowing. Like,
they're in the woods. Come on. I mean, it's not that hard to go in the woods, find, like, a stick, and start beating them in the head or something.
Just go full clobber mode.
Yeah. It's clobbering time.
Definitely.
Go get a bear to help.
It would be.
Bear, eat these coyotes.
Okay. Like a druid.
Yeah. Canadian bears are so much nicer than Russian bears.
Yes. And they talk and they're friendly.
They're way more friendly.
They'll help you portage your canoe.
I think the story... it wouldn't have even gotten as much reporting if it had have just been, like, an old guy.
Yep.
If, like, just some old man died, it would have just been, like, an old guy got eaten today in the woods.
Or anyone local.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, young people have their life ahead of them. Old people, they don't have so much.
Yeah.
It's a little more tragic when a young person dies. It's true.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Once you reach a certain age, you should just wander into the woods and... pick a fight with coyotes.
Yeah.
Hey, coyotes. Think you tough?
Yeah.
They more set than up, one. Like, a little arena for it so people can watch.
You get to pick one weapon. Damn, that's a good idea.
I say we get this on the go.
Yeah.
Coyote battles.
If it wasn't someone from Toronto, it probably would have been like, local girl should have known better.
Yeah. Yeah. City girl, you don't fight coyotes. Ugh, so stupid.
It's just like in Looney Tunes.
The Acme rocket. One flies by on a rocket and completely misses.
Yeah.
Just a few.
And, tips big rocks on him.
How startling that would be if you actually seen, like, a rocket, like, fly over top of you with a coyote attached to it. That'd be just
pretty sweet.
Insane.
It would be. I'd probably smile.
Mm-hmm.
Just there's no human response for that.
No.
Just see it flying across the sky with, like, a real coyote attached to it.
Someone should do that for a YouTube video. Coyote rocket. I would definitely watch it. It would get a million hits in a day.
Yeah.
It would.
The PETA would just murder you.
Sure. They just dump blood on people. That's all they do.
Murderer.
Splash. So you'd be okay with them dumping blood on you?
Sure. Why not? Doesn't seem that bad.
Nope.
Cool.
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
And now since we have such a path, you know, Minnesota, Quebec, Russia, I figure we might as well jump to... sunny and balmy Booster, Massachusetts, where a man said he will not appeal the city's order to tear down a $12,000 four-story treehouse that he built on his property. Michael Chapman, 48, built the treehouse over the course of 3 months for more than a ton of pressure-treated lumber, 1,000 feet of rope, and about 500 screws and, he's a screwball himself.
They counted
apparently.
The screws.
They did.
Like, God damn, that motherfucker used a lot of screws.
Yeah. There's
look
gotta
at
be
this.
500
Johnson,
there.
Get a look at this shit. That's the cop's name. The Johnson. Two cops are there.
Johnson?
Yeah.
Johnson and Johnson.
Yeah. A baby company.
Yeah.
They're baby
or police Thompson
officers.
And Thompson from Rupert.
Tintin. Oh, I hated Tintin.
It was a fucking garbage show, man.
Let's not even get started on Tintin.
That's a topic for another day.
Yeah,
but
shit.
Did the city make him tear it down, or was it his neighbors?
Yep. The city ordered him. Well, the neighbors complained, and then the city ordered him to remove the treehouse by November 2nd, and he intends to abide by that order. He's not going to put up with, he's not going to fight it.
I heard the neighbors complain because there was just a bunch of lost boys hooting and hollering at all hours.
Yeah.
One in particular, I think his name was Rufio. he had chest armor made of bones. He was
Yikes.
Quite a loud fellow, and he had red hair.
That's definitely...
So this guy, though, he doesn't have any kids of his own, right?
It doesn't mention kids.
The article I read said he asked his neighbors in advance, and they said they were cool with it. And then later on, they realized they didn't have any kids.
it just got ridiculous. So like, can I build a treehouse? Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, go whatever.
They look out their window the next morning. It's like a fucking village.
Better than their house. Sun. We can't have this. Yeah. The treehouse is better than ours.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably his like inner tree, like sex dungeon.
Well, a 4-story treehouse, that would be better than some people's houses.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's really $12,000 tree.
He says, it came out bigger and more conspicuous than I had expected, and I'm saddened by the controversy. If I had ever done it again, I would have tried to be more detailed in my pre-negotiations with my neighbors. But hindsight is 2020.
Sounds like a
he
smart
doesn't
dude.
He doesn't seem too tore down about the whole
no,
thing.
No, he doesn't. Oh, that was a cheap shot at his treehouse. You
down.
Dirk.
You couldn't even get through the whole thing without smiling. Oh. You just had a big grin in your face halfway through.
I'm a goose that is not serious.
Pretty nope. confident that I speak for everyone when I say we feel worse about this one than we do about the guy getting mauled.
Definitely.
Yeah. Probably.
Because
yeah.
this is.
Oh, except for the bear got shot. That kind of sucks.
Yeah,
that's true.
The bear could have lived in that treehouse and been super happy.
Or just raging.
Raging in a nice treehouse.
Yeah. What a jerk.
Neighbors wouldn't complain that.
Yeah.
Who had a treehouse? I never did have a treehouse. I always wanted one when I was younger.
Oh, I had one. It was the fucking shit.
The fucking shit?
Yeah.
What was it? Was it 4 stories?
No, it was
How
just,
many screws
just
in it? Because this guy's was 500.
Yeah.
It was just glue.
Just glue?
Duct tape.
A glue and duct tape treehouse? That sounds like a ghetto treehouse.
I never got off the ground with mine because, like, I don't want to be, like, if I want to just chill out and relax somewhere, I don't want it to be up in a tree. You know?
Yeah, my treehouse never got off the ground either.
Oh.
I hate you so much. The tree my treehouse was in got like oak disease. It's
really?
Terrible.
Oh, that's
the first death I ever experienced.
No,
that's such
sad.
A sad disease. That oak disease, man, it just comes and it takes trees away, man. They
tears families apart.
You have to watch them just kind of wither, and it's very upsetting, that oak
it
disease.
Is.
Makes me
so you never had
sad.
Like what kind of forts did you have if you didn't have a tree house?
Man, you know what I has. I had a we used to make all kinds of camps, man. We used to make a lot of brush ones where you just get like a bunch of spruce trees or whatever.
Yeah.
And they'd last through, you know, until fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd all die and they'd turn orange and then you'd go to visit it and it would just be needles on the ground.
Then you could burn it if you wanted.
Oh, we used to light all kinds of
burn
fires.
Yeah.
Everyone went through a burning fire. Phase, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to the fire that doesn't burn.
Yeah, which is like Kane's soul. The big red machine.
The fire in his soul.
Soul, yeah, it doesn't burn,
oh,
by the
geez.
Way. But, I and we're lucky to be Canadian because we can make igloos. Like, we used to make these big, snowy ice forts that took up, like, my entire front yard. And these were huge. And they'd, like, get so hard. Oh, how hard did they get? They got really hard, and they lasted for, like, weeks and weeks.
You know, something that I always found funny looking back at it now is that whenever we were kids, we'd make snowballs and, like, hide them places. So they'd sit overnight and turn to ice and then throw them at each other.
Yeah, we wanted them to hurt as much as possible. Yeah. A hardly packed snowball was not sufficient. We needed ice balls.
I got a short and sweet snowball story just while we're on snowballs.
Sure.
I remember being at the bus stop one time, and one of the kids, we were having a snowball fight, and one of the kids threw one. And you know how at some bus stops you'd have a supervisor, like an adult, just watching the elementary kids. And he threw it, and he creamed this fucking old lady in the head with a nice, gravelly, dirty snowball. And she chased him over one of the neighbor's lawn, threw him into the snow, and force-fed snow into face, and was like, "You little bastard."
Man.
You got rocked.
Yeah, that was that. They call that whitewashing or snow rape.
It was snow rape?
I just made that up, but it sounds good.
It definitely looked
You're
like a rape.
Snow raped. when you jam an icicle in somebody's ass.
She was every a year, woman. Every year at school, they would show you those videos where like the kid would get trapped in a snow fort and then get like plowed over. Yeah. And that wouldn't stop anyone from making.
No,
I never saw that video.
Kids are pretty invincible.
Wasn't it you that said you used to lay in ditches?
Yeah, we used to like we'd go and lay in the ditches across the road, and then when the snow plow went by, it would like. Like, the first time it went, it would shoot, like, a foot of snow on top of us. So you'd just be laying there, and then you'd hear it coming, this rumbling, like a fucking herd of zebras and elephants. And then it would launch a whole shitload of snow over top of you.
Laying in a ditch getting cummed on.
It is. And it was, like, dirty road snow, too. But fuck it, I'm a kid. I don't give a shit, man.
A lot of kids died in Truro, did they?
What's that?
Did a lot of kids die in Truro?
I don't know.
Doing such stunts.
In Belmont, no. We're pretty resilient. We survive the stupid things we put ourselves through.
They're a strong breed, those ones.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to take a break now, but after the break, we're going to gently trance into Halloween. And, you know, it's dedicated to the monstrous ghouls that creep around in the night with slimy things in their hands.
Perhaps evil demon souls that might whisk themselves through the air
Without
us knowing.
Yep. So whether you're a preteen, a teen, a post-teen,
tween?
A 30-year-old, 50-year-old, whatever, you enjoy Halloween. So go get yourself a big bowl of fucking, I don't know, deviled eggs, I guess. Does the devil have much to do with Halloween?
What?
I don't know. It just sounds bad.
The wrong.
I dressed up as a devil once.
Totally wrong religion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the devil's mean, and Halloween is horrible.
Did you say the devil is mean?
He's mean.
The devil's mean.
He's a grouch.
Yes. He's the Grinch as well.
What's his problem?
So we're going to have more about Halloween when we get back, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Introducing the fighter, fighting out of the red corner.
I've just wandered into this mystical cave, and I've found someone I've never met before. Could you please introduce yourself?
Sure, yeah, my name's Colin McDonald. I am a local Halifax-based filmmaker. I self-finance and self-produce my own projects that I end up shooting on my own with the help of friends.
To check out my interview with Colin McDonald, go to redmattersite.com/theredcorner. I'm feeling pretty spooky right now, guys.
You look pretty spooky.
You fucking son of a bitch.
Don't say I
you
look
take
spooky.
That back. I'm not. I'm going to stay away
I'm
from
no
that.
No spook. I actually thought about for Halloween I could refer to myself as Spook James, but then I thought that might offend some people.
You got Marvin the Martian and Daffy Duck on your shirt. That's not spooky at all.
It could be if I go, ooh.
Oh. Wow, that was pretty.
You actually jumped.
I'm a little
this.
Scared. Yeah.
You should be.
Yeah.
I'm a frightening man.
Both of those characters are like racial stereotypes, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Ugh, now I just feel uncomfortable.
You're like a race traitor.
I'm a race traitor. I've got this shirt on, and I'm referring to myself as Spook James.
Might as well just put on blackface.
I may as well.
Oh, God. That would be a good Halloween costume.
Oh, I guess I get my Halloween costume. There you go.
Cool.
I'm going to be a black guy.
Does anyone else... have
blacker guy, I guess.
A plan for Halloween costumes, or like, is anybody going out or doing anything exciting?
I really want to, but I have no, just so uncreative.
Yeah.
My thing is, I always get excited for Halloween after. Like right now with Halloween coming up, I don't give a shit. Yeah. I got to work so much. I don't really have the time to go out and pick out a costume and decide for sure what I want to be. So I don't care. But once like November rolls around, I'll think of a really good idea and I'll have that all year. Like, oh, I know what I'm going to be on Halloween. And the same thing happens. Halloween comes. Don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah. There's not a great reward for Halloween. I mean, because like, at our age, you can go buy a shitload of candy and then sit in and watch Leave It to Beaver.
Exactly. You don't have to walk up driveways and ask assholes trick or treat.
Plus, you know, it's fucking cold out there.
It is.
That's my excuse for a lot of shit is like, it's really cold out and I don't want to...
You know where it's really cold?
Where is it really cold?
In the D.
That's true.
It's so cold.
Oh, my. Terrible reference. So, no costumes? You don't know? Oh, well, Zachy, you're going to be a fucking vampire, right?
Well, I don't know if I call it a vampire. I got some contact lenses, and I'm going to be creative and pretty lazy. So.
Some lipstick and some eyeliner.
You have like a label, right? Like, you have to be able to tell people, I'm a blah.
Yeah, I got a little cape and...
It's a fucking
vampire teeth.
Yeah, he's a Twilight.
Why are we beating around the bush? Yeah. You're going to be a vampire.
Yeah,
so I'm going to be a vampire.
Zachy's going to be a vampire. That fucking does it.
That's the one guys pick when they still want to be really handsome.
Yeah,
and they put all their gel in their hair.
I'm dark and
dark
attractive,
and mysterious.
But you know, however much we rip on it, it will most likely work this year.
I don't think so.
And they're Twilight contact lenses too.
I don't think people are fucking dumb.
Never seen the movie, but yeah, they're called.
You got to oil up your chest and just throw sparkle on there.
Yeah, I can help you with what?
Sparkles.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
That's how vampires look now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sparkly?
Yeah, sparkly.
They're not scary anymore.
They're not cool and tough anymore.
Yeah.
Oily and sparkly.
And they don't suck from necks anymore.
No, I don't want to be a vampire.
They suck from the asshole.
They don't even want blood. They just want semen, and that's
blood.
It.
I want to suck your... I know blood. Guess again. He pushes you on the bed and pulls your pantaloons down, and his fanged mouth scrapes your shaft.
This is so much more uncomfortable.
This is no good.
Yep, being raped by a vampire used to be so much easier.
I know. They used to be charming, and they'd like kiss on your neck a little bit. What?
That's odd. That was odd, Luke James. So let's talk about other Halloween things in the form of old horror movies.
Old
horror movies. They're
horror,
not
horror. I was never a horror fan, so...
Yeah, neither am I.
I don't really see the whole point in watching these movies just to get scared.
I love them.
I know other people love them.
Love horror movies. I've watched 3 within the past couple of days, and whenever I hear that a new one's out, I always have to check it out. I just like... I like the gore ones, though. I like the ones done in the old style, the slashers.
Yep.
You know, just the cheesy stories. Like, 6 teens are going to go stay location.
Yeah.
But they don't know that a crazy person broke out of location. Like,
what was your favorite old one?
Or the hospital. I'm a Friday the 13th aficionado.
Yeah.
Anyone
yeah.
that knows me knows that. Like, I have the box set, every movie from that. And Jason's the man.
Yeah. I was a huge Texas Chainsaw Massacre fan. Leatherface. Yeah, the first one. Leatherface was
really
my favorite.
Scary.
Yeah.
Remember that scene where the guy's like in the house yelling, hello, hello,
mm-hmm.
and then he just comes out and he's
with
like,
that door.
And he fucking bashes him with a sledgehammer and then he falls.
Yeah.
Shit like that is more scary to me than ghosts.
Yeah.
And like blowing drapes.
Because like the mindfuck ones, they just like, they don't get through to me very well. Like, like, a lot of movies have that little girl talking, and she's really weird, and she might be a ghost. If I see a little girl that's scary, I'm going to run up and kick her in her fucking face.
Exactly.
You know, like, that doesn't scare me. Scary to me is Leatherface, who has other people's flesh on his face, and he carries a chainsaw.
And he runs, too, unlike some of the other bad guys in horror movies. You just slowly walk and catch up to you. This guy's chasing you, and you're running for your life.
I think that's supposed to be scary, though, because it's like the inevitability of... that you just can't get away.
Yeah.
That's the thing with zombies. Like, all these new zombie movies are... they all run. They're like the Kenyan running team, you know?
Yeah.
I mean? And I think it's bullshit. I don't find that as scary, but when they walk slow and they drag on and there's just so many of them, it makes it scarier. What's so funny about drag on?
You said drag on. I was just thinking of the Rough Riders. Yeah, the rapper Drag On. But you're right. I mean, slow zombies, like, they're not in a rush to get you because whether it's them or they're... brother number 2047, he's gonna maul your ass. Like, they're not in a rush.
I find that much better. I can't stand horror movies where they rely on surprising you over and over again.
I agree.
They're like, da 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 bah. You're like, oh shit, that was loud, like really loud.
Yeah,
it's just irritating.
Da da da.
Yeah,
a little string hit.
Yeah.
Well, see, a lot of the new ones, I don't watch a lot of them, but from what I've seen, I mean, that's what they're going towards. Is they go for the shock value of just big loud noises and really quick movements and stuff, and it's going to make people jump.
Well, not even that. Sometimes they just try to gross you out to the point that you're sick. Like, what was that?
Hostel.
Yeah. Hostel. What a just stupid movie.
I really don't think those count as horror movies because it's just like gore porn.
I'd say they're still horror, but definitely
but you're not like
different.
Frightened. You're grossed out.
Some people are frightened, though. Right. Some people are frightened by being grossed out.
I do not want to go to shitty Eastern European countries. Not all of them are shitty. I'm just saying the ones like in that movie.
Oh, jeez. There
He's prejudiced.
There goes our whole audience.
Yeah, we got to get one every episode.
Every episode, we piss someone off.
I also pretty much fell in love with Dawn of the Dead, the original Dawn of the Dead. Of all the like the Evil Dead, Night of the Living Dead, of all those, I really like Night of the Living Dead as well, but Dawn of the Dead was the one that did it for me.
Is that the mall? Was that when they're in
them? That's the mall one, yeah.
The mall, the one, and then they redid it. And the one they redid was really good, too, actually. It
wasn't bad,
Except for the whole Mekhi Phifer baby angle.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was foolishness.
Yeah.
Mekhi.
If anyone turns into a zombie and they're in the process of becoming evil, like, even as my friends, I'm going to kill you. And I recommend you kill me, too.
No.
Well, except
I'm gonna
Luke.
I'm going to drag you along, like they do in some movies.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we can't kill him. He hasn't turned yet.
But yeah.
They always do.
Yeah. So, Shaun of the Dead, it worked out pretty good, I guess, at the end.
Yeah.
Because the fucking fat slob. Yeah.
Can I get something off my chest?
Do it.
I recently saw Paranormal Activity.
Mm-hmm.
And it just fucking irritated me. It was the it was so bad. It was probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen, and I say that with confidence.
Do we need a spoiler warning here?
It's just Okay, spoiler warning. I won't say too much, but basically it's just nothing happens. Nothing happens. Something kind of happens. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Wait, something's going... Oh no, something's not going to happen. And it just does that, and then something kind of does happen, and then it's over. Like, wow. the payoff was just not there for... Yeah. I know some movies rely on the build-up,
yeah.
But this was just a build-up of shit, as if I'd been eating Mexican food all day. Jeez.
You know? You sound like every girl I've ever slept with.
You sleep with a lot of black dudes? Are you sure they're girls? Those are called penises, those things you put your mouth on.
Oh, God.
They're not vaginas. And that hole that you're putting your dick in? Boy, what? Oh boy, have you been fooled. You silly man.
No, okay, what do you mean? Just by him saying, talking about that movie?
The build up, and nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
I thought he was talking about the movies. I was like, what the fuck? Okay.
That flew over my head.
Same yeah, here. Me too. So, I was in complete like horror movie mode. I wasn't thinking about innuendo.
But no, I just really, anyone that says they really like that movie, I don't know if I want your opinion on anything.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I can appreciate that it was made on a $15,000 budget,
yep.
And it's made like probably over $70 million now. Yesterday they were saying like $65 million.
Yep.
So they're getting up there, you know.
Yeah.
But the fact that you have to say, when you talk about it being good, you have to precede it with, well, it was made on a $15,000. Yeah. The fact you gotta say that.
Desperado was made on a $7,000 budget. That movie kicked balls.
It's one of those movies where you have to use your imagination to kind of piece it together, and then the better your imagination, the better the movie could be?
I guess. Like, there's some shadowy effects, but what pissed me off a lot about this movie is it uses a lot of time lapse. Like, it's all filmed like Blair Witch style. Like, the guy has a camera, and they're in this house, and all this stuff's happening. But the time lapse thing is, it'll be daytime, and there will be like a very short scene in the daytime of maybe like 2 minutes, and then it fades. Then it fades in and it's nighttime, and then like you see a shadow go by the wall. Then it fades out. Then it's daytime again, and then like they're arguing, this is getting out of control. And the main guy in it is, he's an idiot. He's always, come on out, ghost! I'll fight you, ghost! Like,
wow.
The ghost would fuck you up.
Yeah.
If there's, you know... Ugh, I can't say enough about this. I was actually mad.
Yeah.
When the movie was done, I was furious.
Yeah. We were talking on MSN at the time, and we'd talk about something else, then you'd go right back to it, and you'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm fucking mad. I was like, wow. It's one of those movies, like, sometimes when someone says a movie's really shitty, I'm like, I gotta check this out to see how shitty it is. This one, I don't even want
to. It's just boring. Yeah. It's shitty because it's boring, and it's just, it's like a Blair Witch for the new generation.
See, the whole $15,000 budget thing, that kind of annoys me, because horror movies, or that type of movie, seem to be able to get away with a lot less, like, quality than, like, Desperado. Well, that movie, I mean, you would not be able to make that for $7,000 now. I mean, it's just impossible.
Yeah.
But sometimes less is more.
Oh, definitely.
Especially in those horror movies, but...
Yeah, for horror movies, it's an okay thing, but for, like, action or any other, like, drama or anything, you just can't do it.
No, that's
true. It's just not going to work.
Mariachi was amazing.
Yeah.
We can't argue with that. I don't like Luke said, though, I don't like it being the excuse, you know, like, this movie was you know, but we made it for this much. Oh, well, that makes it better. No, it doesn't matter how much money you have. Make a good movie. I don't care.
I don't want people to get the wrong idea. Like, I'm definitely hating on the movie. It's a piece of shit. I wish it was a person so I could shove cactuses up its asshole.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that they did what they did with it. Like, I can't be mad at that. Yep. So obviously it must be good if people like it, but...
Yep. Fuck off. Like Nickelback. Nickelback go double platinum and they suck balls.
Just because something is popular doesn't make it automatically good.
Well, I mean...
Good, like, in the eyes of
people. In
fact,
it doesn't even have to be popular. A bunch of people can see it once and hate it.
I kind
of
just mean in the sense of people who would attack me and say, like, yeah, well, look at this and look at that, to try and say that it's good. I mean, yeah, it is still shitty, but I have to acknowledge that they made a lot of fucking money.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, in that sense...
The $7,000 movie was Mariachi, not Desperado, right?
Yeah,
that's right. I fucked that up.
Yep. So, have you guys seen, like, I know you guys aren't big horror fans, except for Luke, but have you seen, like, the classics, like, The Shining?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, Rosemary's Baby.
Actually, I want to say, I've seen pretty much every horror movie in the past. I'm a huge horror fan. And I was a Freddy guy, not a Jason guy.
Really?
Zachy just bursted onto the scene.
Get out of here. Freddy. Actually, the new Freddy. Who's seen the trailer for that?
I did.
I've definitely seen the trailer.
Looks
good.
As a Freddy guy, what do you think?
Well, the thing is, in all the other movies, the bad guys have a mask, so you can't... You never see their face, so you never get attached to a certain person. So it could switch people, and it's still Jason, or it's still Michael Myers, but
Robert England is Freddy. So when you see the new guy, he just doesn't have the same feeling.
Not only that, but he's got like his mouth stitched shut, so he like has a slur.
Yeah, his voice is different.
The reason that people like Freddy is because the dude is a dick. You know, like he likes fucking with people. You know, so if this guy doesn't clean up his talking, you know, I don't know. It could be a total fail. Like if they try to go way too scary with it and not so fun, because I don't know. Freddy had its scary parts, but it was mostly like the reason Freddy was good is because he was Freddy.
He was a wisecracker.
Exactly.
Yeah, and in the new one, there's a part where it shows him being burned, and he looks like a pussy. He's just standing there, oh, I don't know what you're after me for. I didn't do anything. And the other one was, you know, come on, bring it on, fuckers. I don't give a shit what you do to me.
Yep.
I just want to apologize for saying wisecracker.
Yeah.
I'm the only black guy in this room of white people. I didn't mean that type of cracker.
The cheese and crackers.
So to anyone out there I may have offended, I apologize.
Speaking of things that got redone and pissed me off, at the end of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original, when Leatherface was swinging the chainsaw and having a spaz attack, when they took that out of the next release, I was pissed. That was my favorite part of the movie.
That's one of the greatest horror movie scenes.
Yeah. Just at the end when he's just spazzing and they're getting away out. And he's... Yeah. When that wasn't in the remake, I was kind of pissed. So, and then other than that, like, what about like new horror movies? Like, I'm a big like Audition by Takashi Miike, the one where this guy sets up interviews to find an actress, but it's actually just fake. It's just so he can meet a girl to make his wife, and then he meets this girl, and then spoiler alert, she fucking murders the shit out of him. But slowly and painfully and awesomely.
He always uses a lot of gore. Those Japanese horror movies, it's kind of interesting. You look at different horror movies from different parts of the world, and they rely on a lot of different things. Like, as a horror fan, I try to watch a little bit of everything. Yep. The Italian ones, like old Italian ones, like there's one called The Beyond that's really good. Zombie 2, just to name a couple. They're really gory, and the special effects are amazing.
Yep.
And I think the problem with a lot of the new horror movies that are coming out is they're using a lot of CGI and a lot of flashy effects
that are just
terrible. When using a dummy filled with like animal guts and blood, it's as close as you can get to the real thing without actually killing somebody. So
why
use computer-generated images? It's terrible.
Yep, and then Germans had some pretty... I'm pretty sure you and I watched a German horror movie. I think it was. Maybe it was just like a shit horror movie. I don't know. They were sitting around eating shit out of bowls.
Yeah, it's definitely a horror movie.
Yeah.
If you want to see this weirdest, sickest movie you'll ever see, it's called Salo. S-A-L-O. Also known as 120 Days of Sodom. But be warned, because if you watch this, you won't be the same.
Yeah.
I watched it, and it was one of those movies that disturbed me so much. And this is me. Like, you know, I'm a fucked up individual. I watched it, and for like 5 minutes after, I just sat there going,
Wow. Yeah.
Wowzers.
Yeah. Same with some of the Japanese ones. Like, there's one called The Visitor Q by Takashi Miike and Gozu, where like a guy has sex with a dead body and she goes into rigor mortis and he gets stuck inside of her, so he has to run around with this like dead chick stuck to him.
Christ.
And like it's really disgusting, but at the same time I like pushing
the boundaries, definitely.
Yeah. So. And that's probably why a lot of these movies I find suck. It's like, guy pops out of a lake and chops someone up. It's like, yeah, well, you know, a fucking...
corpse stuck on a dick.
Yeah, a corpse stuck on a dick.
That sells it. That should be the tagline.
I was reading about Audition on Wikipedia,
mm-hmm.
and there was a little blurb by Rob Zombie, who also makes horror movies.
Yep.
And he was like, I made a few horror movies, and this movie is fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rob Zombie's are like House of a Thousand Corpses or whatever. His are more like...
Devil's Rejects.
Yeah. He made Halloween as well, the new one?
The new Halloween?
The remake.
Yeah, I think he did.
The remakes, yeah, he did.
Wow. The one with Busta Rhymes?
No.
No, didn't make that one
was terrible.
Okay. Well, you know. What about The Crow? I mean, that's not a horror movie, but it took place on Halloween when they killed Brandon Lee.
What they call it, Devil's Night, was it?
Yeah, Devil's Night.
That's when it takes place.
When they go around lighting everything on fire and shit.
That was a solid movie. Like,
I loved it.
I don't know. I haven't watched it in like 5 or 6 years, but
I can't remember much about it. Doesn't he come back for vengeance because they rape his girlfriend?
His wife.
Right before they killed him.
Wife.
They were going to get married and they rape his wife and kill him. And then they say that a crow carries your soul from your physical to the next life or whatever.
Yeah.
And they said that he wasn't done in this life, so the crow gave him a second chance. So he basically comes out of the grave and plays electric guitar on rooftops, which is corny, but at the same time, like, they nailed corny. Like, it was perfect. Like, I dug that movie for sure.
And poor fucker died making that movie, eh?
Actually, one of the shots in the movie is the one that killed him.
They did not put that shot in.
Yeah, they put
movie.
The actual shot in. The prop master that day was off. he had the day off, so they didn't have anyone to check the dummy guns they were using. Mm-hmm. And one of them was supposed to have blanks in it, but had real bullets in it. And that's how Brandon Lee, Bruce Lee's son, got shot on the set of The Crow.
That's craziness. Do they think it was set up?
They don't think so.
No, just a stupid
like
the, mistake.
Obviously you can find stories where people say it, but the overall is just a really bad mistake. Which I mean, Bruce Lee died when he was what, like 30-ish?
He was young.
Yeah they, and they Brandon Lee died when he was 30-ish. Like we lost a couple like good people at a young age.
There's like a Lee curse.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any more Lees running around.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
everyone has a curse in their family.
Yeah.
Everybody dies.
Yeah. I know who thinks Brandon Lee and Bruce Lee look not even remotely the same in any kind of any way.
Yeah, because yeah, Bruce really. Lee was like really, really Chinese, and Brandon Lee is like pretty friggin' white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
But, yeah, that was a good movie.
Twas. I could talk about horror movies forever.
Me too. Another movie that's not really a horror movie but scared me more than any movie ever was Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
Ever see that fucking movie?
Oh, yeah. Where they get on all the drugs.
That was literally the most horrifying movie I've ever even heard about.
I think if you watched that on drugs, you probably wouldn't do drugs again. Because some of the shots they use and just all the different scenes of watching the downfall of people. I think it does count as a horror movie in that sense.
It's also the first movie I ever watched in like a home theater with surround sound. And that's not a good thing to do.
Scared the shit out of poor John.
So
he never did heroin again.
Yeah,
I'm done with you.
Take the needle right out of my arm and throw it to the ground.
That's sad. You quitter. All right. So we're going from horror movies to really like almost like a real life horror movie kind of thing, and which I titled this next segment "Tonight We Dine on Baby Soup."
Oh yes.
An email report received by the Seoul Times, Seoul, Korea, not like Seoul, like a bunch of black dudes hanging out. They confirmed the news that several vivid and appalling pictures of human embryos, fetuses, being made into a soup for human consumption. A town in the southern province of Canton is now on trend taking baby herbal soup to increase overall health and stamina and the power of sexual performance. So after I say all that, my point is they're eating babies.
See, I find this impossible to believe, like straight up.
I really don't find it that impossible. Me How many either. Babies do they kill over
and
the, there?
And they have pictures on the website, and these pictures look like, I don't know, dude, like you'd have to be pretty disgusting. And just to warn you, like these pictures, they're horrible. They're probably like the worst set of pictures I've seen. These are people chopping babies up and making them into soup.
So what's the deal? There's like a cafe you can go to and get.
It's actually got a slang. They call it. Let me see here. They have like a nickname for it. I don't know. I have it down here somewhere, but they go to this like this restaurant. And they order like the something soup. And it's not called the baby soup. It's called, like, the something else soup. And then they just bring it out. And it's, like, $6,000 a bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they say it helps with sex?
Yep.
That kind of turns me on.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
I'm calling BS on this one. If it was, like, one dude they found, like, eating a baby, then I could see it happening. But, like, it being, like, a place you can, like, a business you can go to, and they have them, like, you know, like,
well, it was the Seoul Times. Like, this is, like, Korea's newspaper. You know, and they have like they have pictures of like the soup being served and shit. Like I don't know, it seemed pretty convincing. I'm not saying it's 100%, but I don't know.
I don't think it's that far fetched. It's definitely fucked up and disgusting and twisted. But people do a lot of crazy things, and you know, like they kill. What is it? Is it in China where they kill the female babies? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, they used to because the males were.
But none of that goes on over there anymore. Mm-mm.
Oh. Well, I mean, not as far as we know, but probably.
In China, they have a one child per family policy.
Yeah, unless you're rich or popular.
Well, there's certain circumstances where you can get like a license to get.
Yeah.
Are these babies that are born and then they're doing it, or are they like aborted fetuses and stuff like that?
For the soup?
Yeah.
The soup is like fetuses. Okay. Like they, I don't know, like they, I don't know. There's pictures.
No, it doesn't bug me as much. Fetuses look, I've said it before. They just look like the cover of Aliens. Yeah. I think it was Aliens 3.
But I don't know. Like that's, and then I had to bring up, you know, the other side of things, which is before we eat an animal, you know, it's pretty nasty looking. When we have like a raw chicken and you see it's like fucking talons and shit, and it's sitting there in a tub of water. Like, it looks pretty gross, and it's hard to say I'm going to be eating that soon. But then when it's cut up and it's cooked, you're eating it.
Delicious. So you're saying you'd try, if there was a KFB, you would go to it?
Oh, I don't know if I would, but, I mean...
See, for me, it's that baby anything. Like, an adult chicken or whatever is, like, okay, but I could not imagine eating, like, a chick.
But, like,
or
eggs?
Or some other type of, like,
eating
a
chick
thing.
Is pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Some of them have bad odors.
Yeah. See, eggs, it's just, it's weird because your mind doesn't make it think that, you know? But it's true.
That's exactly it, though. Just, like, it's all where your mind decides to separate things. Like, yeah. Really, like, if you got used to it, and you heard more about this, it wouldn't be so bad.
Would
but
you guys
to
consider
us,
cannibalism?
For sure.
Eating a baby?
It would happen. The fetus. The fetus itself.
You're not a vegetarian if you eat
people,
a baby.
The cannibals eat them like full-grown people alive.
I'd say it'd be on the most minor level, obviously, because
yeah,
it's just...
Is, yeah.
Maybe they got something mixed up somewhere in translation. Feed us. Feed us.
Yeah. Please feed us.
Please
I think
us.
I can help you with that.
I've got an idea.
That's disturbing. We actually had a debate on whether or not we should bring this up during the podcast because we didn't, like, sometimes we'd laugh and sometimes we'd kind of cringe and
well, we know it's disgusting, but I mean, things that are sick and twisted and just weird, I don't know. I like finding the humor in it because they're going to do it anyway.
Yep. And we have pretty disgusting taste when it comes to
food, babies.
No, what stories we pick. Like, we're not exactly the most... genteel people.
No.
We're not Southern Belles by any means.
Zachy's kind of a genteel guy.
That's true.
I'd let him take me out to the ball. As Zachy sighs.
So now from one delicious treat to others, we're going to talk about candies for a little bit.
Oh,
we can
candies.
Always talk about candies because candies fucking rule.
Candies do.
Yeah.
But you know there's always that one asshole when you're younger you go trick-or-treating and he would give out apples.
Yeah.
Or a toothbrush.
Or raisins.
Yeah.
Toothbrush is the worst.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to throw a toothbrush through the guy's window.
The raisins were no problem.
And when they're given a toothbrush, when they're giving you a toothbrush, there's kind of like an undertone of just assholeness. Like, fucking kids are going to be eating all the sugar. Brush your fangs.
Yeah.
They kind of throw you.
Well, I mean, you're going out that night to get candies. I'm going to go on a limb and say that a lot of the kids that are out trick-or-treating, they have toothbrushes. You know, I like the. I guess it's a nice thing, you know. If people use them, maybe they need a new toothbrush.
No, I don't think it's that nice of a thing.
No, it's kind of evil, I know.
Even the dentist on my street gives out the best candy. Because he makes the most money.
Yeah.
He doesn't give us a stupid toothbrush.
I don't know. I've been to some pretty, like, shabby, poor-looking houses, and they give out some pretty fucking good candy.
The full chocolate bar.
Speaking of full chocolate bars, I was at Superstore the other week, and there was a lady there that bought... like a full grocery bag of individual Coffee Crisp bars.
Really? Did you get
an address? Not like the full pack of them. They were individual Coffee Crisp bars.
Oh, wow. Shit.
She means business. Yep. Was she wearing fine furs?
Yeah.
Fucking rich
fine
lady.
Furs and Coffee Crisps go hand in hand.
And she had what you thought was a ring pop on her hand, but it was actually real. Because she has money. But you know what the worst candy was?
What's that?
The generic one that... taking the peel off it was almost impossible.
Oh, yeah.
No matter
how
hard you tried, you'd always get that little paper in it.
Yeah.
What were they called anyway? Was it just like taffies?
I had no name.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they were called.
They're just called that
Halloween
candy.
They were the default Halloween treats.
Yeah. I remember it got to the point where you didn't even care about the paper anymore. You're just like, screw it.
Yeah,
just,
I'm
like,
going to
eat it.
Yeah.
I've definitely
I don't give
done
a fuck.
That
yeah.
All the candies have a paper wrapper.
The stickiest one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It bad is. Idea. I'm a big fan of Skittles, and for whatever reason, Skittles just don't make it into Halloween. Probably because they're just, I don't know, so available all year.
You can get those little mini packs.
The mini ones every now and then, but
I've
not too
Skittles
often.
Here and there before.
It'd be funny if you went to a house and you had a big bowl of Skittles, and he was like, take a handful.
That'd be kind of gross, but then I just grab the whole bowl and run.
I think it's funny when you go trick-or-treating and people would leave a big bag of candy, and they'd
take
have a sign
one.
Like, take one. I can't even count how many times... that me and my friends have just taken handfuls and handfuls of candy. Like,
you're a kid, and it's a bowl of candy. Are they fucking retarded?
Exactly.
They could never catch animals. Like, they couldn't be trappers because children would run away with their candy every
take
time.
All of it, dummy.
Please take one bait and then get into the trap.
Yeah.
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 Not going to happen.
When you guys went up to the door, did anybody ever say trick? When you said trick or treat?
Not that I remember, but I'm sure it's happened at least once, because that's something that some douchebag would do.
Yeah. And then you'd laugh like, okay, cool, now either give me candy or close the door so I can go to the next house.
Yeah.
He just goes trick and slams the door in your face because the joke's on you and your stupid ghost outfit.
And then you open the mail slot to peek inside and you see him walking.
He's
naked.
Masturbating because he turned them on just to be rude to kids. Yeah,
exactly. So, that's where I was going with it, sadly.
Well, where did trick or treat come from? Because from my understanding, it was like, well, whenever I was a kid, I was always led to believe it was like, you give me a treat or we're going to play a trick on you.
Yeah.
Well, that is what it is.
Okay, so I wasn't sure if that was the actual thing or not.
You never know, though. There's probably, like, old English lore that involves goblins used to dance with fairies and play tricks, and then the fairies would give them oral treats or something. Who knows?
Well, yep.
To my knowledge, the whole Halloween thing comes from, like, Mexican, some sort of Mexican religion.
Oh, the Festival of the Dead or something like that?
I think it's I think it's the same religion.
Yeah.
Like, the Festival of the Dead is a different time of the year, though. I don't know. But you know, I don't know.
I would be so happy if I went to someone's door and they had tacos and shit. Because I love tacos. I'm a big taco fan.
They might do that. I'll make sure I do that for you. You come knock on my door, little boy.
Yeah, I would love that.
Come on in. It was always kind of weird when people invited you in. I never liked that. Like, you go to their door and you just trick or treat and like, oh, come on inside. And then you walk in and they kind of like talk to you. It's like, shut the fuck up. Just give me my candy, bitch.
I don't think you'd ever be able to do that nowadays. Someone probably call the police and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Parents probably don't let their kids go out. Like we used to just go out and go all over everywhere.
Yeah.
But...
And now, like, parents, like, drive their kids around and shit.
Yeah.
Sure they don't get, like, ultra-raped.
And they were ultra-raped as opposed to regular rape, which is all right. Ultra-rape is just, like...
The Killer Instinct version of rape.
They have knee pads on, brightly colored helmets.
Yep.
And they do combos, too. I can remember one time on Halloween. This comes back to when people just have a bowl of candy out.
Yep.
There was a dummy of a witch sitting in a rocking chair holding a bowl of candy. And I forget who we were with. Probably Brett. I said him before on the show. You'll probably hear more stories involving him. Anyway, and we went up, and he's like, man, I'm going to punch the fucking shit out of this doll. this costume, whatever. And he, like, cocked back, and then the lady's like, I don't think you should do that, because it was a woman dressed up as a witch. we thought it was just, like, a dummy, a mannequin. And here's my friend ready to clobber this poor lady right in her fucking nose bridge.
It definitely would have been a lot better if Brett laid that old bitch out.
Oh, it would have been hilarious.
Because then you wouldn't run. You'd take the candy, then run.
Then run.
You'd be like, damn, I just punched that bitch. I'm going to take the candy.
Yeah, at that point, you may as well.
Yeah.
There was always one dude in town who would dress up as a scarecrow and just sit on a rocking chair on his porch.
Yeah.
And then you'd go up and be like, bleh.
Yeah. I used to go up on my roof, and we had this, we got a pair of coveralls, and we filled it with hay, so it was like a body, and then we just wait for little kids to come, we just fucking throw the body down right next to them, and it scared the shit out of them. Like, sometimes the kids wouldn't even come to the door. Like, it would scare them, they'd run, and they wouldn't come back. Which is cool. Like, that's Halloween, awesome bitch.
Idea. Dad had a little, like, mannequin thing hooked up to, like, remote control car servos that it would move, like, its hand and stuff. But it wasn't an actual person.
That's
so
creepy.
Would, like, be really creeped out by it.
I always love that sort of stuff. There's a lady on the street where I grew up, and she had a whole Halloween house. She would invite you in, but every year you were so excited. It was actually one of my mother's good friends. She would always have new stuffed creatures, and she'd have the music playing, and she was always all dressed up as a witch, and she'd give you like a tour, and it was amazing.
Yeah,
it's like a little haunted house.
Yeah, some people go all out. Don't invite me into your house if it's not gonna be dressed up. Like, I don't want to see your fucking daughter's boots and a welcome sign and some jackets hanging up.
And a jar of potpourri sitting on the table.
It's just awkward, and then they disappear in the other room, and you're waiting for like 30 seconds. And I know 30 seconds doesn't seem like long, but when you're standing in some weirdo's house,
and it's
you're
Halloween
like,
night.
Yeah, like, I mean, what are you going to go scrape around for something? Have that shit ready, fucking imbeciles.
Actually, a guy at work was telling me today that he used to not get very many visitors, so they would just turn their lights off, and that would basically tell people to fuck off. And then one time a group of kids came, and he had nothing, so he gave them cans of soup.
Nice.
he said it was so funny just because not only is it the worst, quote, treat, you're throwing something heavy in their bag. So if anything, it's worse. You're weighing them down. Tin of chunky soup for you.
Yeah.
To like this little 6-year-old kid, and their bag just drops.
Goes out in the morning, and his car is just completely dented up, and just windows all broken out.
Covered in cream of mushroom. How silly would that be? Cream of celery all over the hood of your fucking Suburban.
Every parent goes and buys their kid one of those little orange plastic pumpkins to collect their candy in.
Oh, those were shit.
And every kid, just throws it away and then gets a pillowcase.
Pillowcases were the best.
My mom made us like an actual Halloween bag. She was like crazy for Halloween. It was great.
Because your mom's pretty much like, the best mom.
Yeah, she's Devin ridiculously helpful.
Mom. To my mom, you're really good and I love you, but Devin's mom, you got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
She's pretty amazing.
Yeah, ours kind of suck in comparison. That's for sure.
Thanks, Dev. Now I'm having all these sad memories.
Yeah, we're all going to go home and call her mom and just fucking...
You know what?
Yeah.
You never did this for me.
We all have like Oedipus complex for Devin's mom.
Jeez. Well... That's quite the Halloween break.
Yeah, that was Halloween-y, I'd say.
Halloween-y, I get it.
No, there's nothing to get there, you Weisenheimer. No. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with some interesting stories and, you know, a little talk about H1N1.
Is that a password for something?
No.
Oh, I'll have to learn about this when we come back.
You're listening to Background Noise at www.redmatter.com.
You make the worst fucking Halloween sounds I've ever heard. What is that chirp one, a little Tweety?
There's a bird, I guess.
Holy fuck.
Now, that was a break and a half. Are you guys broken?
It was about three quarters, a break in three quarters.
We had a 4.5 hour break.
Yeah.
Oof.
I'm actually ready for bed, but first we'll touch on each other, and then we'll jump into this story.
Jump into each other. Jump into each other. Depending on how far the touching goes.
Yeah.
You little frisk.
Some petting.
Heavy petting.
So musicians are banding together, with the national campaign to close Guantanamo to protest the use of their songs as torture mechanisms. Basically, they're playing music really loud or not very loud at all, like at levels that it's just irritating as shit for a really, really long time to torture people.
I read that they were doing it like 72 hours in some instances. Could you imagine? And it's probably like the same song, just looped.
Yeah, exactly.
Who wants to make the first Nickelback joke?
Go ahead. I guess that was it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it right there.
I will later. Aww.
What were some of the people who were...
We had Rage Against the Machine and Nine Inch Nails are the ones that are like, okay, we're freedom-fighting guys. And, I look at John because he's wearing one of Che's fucking freedom-fighting hats right now.
Che's hat. It's just a beret.
It's just a fucking star. Cuban beret. Excuse me, you son of a bitch.
Che's not Cuban, you douche.
What is he?
I don't know.
Oh, then he's Cuban. He fought for the freedom of Cuba, didn't he? Yeah, look it up, you son of a bitch. All right, back to my story. It was Nine Inch Nails and Rage Against the Machine that were arguing because, you know, they try to freedom fight. Without going on a spat here. And it's been played at ear-splitting level to torment and terror suspects.
To terror them.
Terrorize them apart. Yeah. And to get confessions out of them. That's pretty crazy.
It is. That could work.
And you know, especially Rage Against the Machine. Like, I love Rage Against the Machine, but the way Tom plays his guitar, it's got some really screechy, weird noises. I wouldn't want to hear it loud in my ears for a long time.
No, definitely not. And especially, a lot of these people, I assume, they probably don't even speak English.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just random noise.
So, like, imagine if you were in a prison somewhere and they're just blasting, like, Punjabi MC.
Yeah.
The actual Punjabi MC. Yeah. He had that good song. What was that one called? With Jay-Z, it was good.
Oh, okay. You weren't joking.
I wasn't joking.
No, he
all.
Really does. I know who you're talking about now. But they also had...
Zachy, do you know?
I know the song, but I don't know the name of it.
Haven't they been doing that since like the Vietnam War?
Very possible. It's just news now. And
probably
we're now.
Just bands we care about now.
Yeah. Well, they have the list of the other people. Marilyn Manson.
That'd do it.
Neil Diamond. Tupac Shakur. Sesame Street songs, Limp Bizkit, Christina Aguilera, AC/DC, and the Barney theme song.
Just picture these guys, like, they're just all tied up to a chair, and they just have Tupac, like, riding on my enemies, drinking Hennessy.
Yeah.
They don't understand
the first time. The first time they play it, they're like, all right, this isn't so bad. And then it's like, they're going to play it again? Fucking idiots. And then the third time, they're like, oh, I get it. They're torturing us. That's terrible.
I'm surprised the Lamb Chop song isn't in there.
Oh, man. That song? That actually does go on.
The song that doesn't end?
Yeah.
Every parent's nightmare.
Yeah. And my nightmare. People on the bus used to sing that. Fucking, I don't care. I was a kid, too, and I hated it. I wasn't that dumb.
And I think, really, any song for 72 hours is a little bit excessive.
Oh, yeah. It's enough. It's definitely torture, without a doubt.
Yeah.
At one point, it says, Muhammad Al-Sliha. Is that right, Zaki?
I have no idea.
Zachy's our Middle Eastern correspondent.
Was exposed to "Let the Bodies Hit the Floor" by Drowning Pool Asif Iqbal was shackled in a chair while a dance version of Eminem music was played repeatedly.
Zachy, he what?
Was that?
Was you that said right? His name right.
I did?
No, I have no idea.
Iqbal. He had the Asif dirtiest
Iqbal.
Balls.
I don't think it's Iqbal.
Iqbal? I don't know. Whatever.
See, it sounds ridiculous when you read about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing
but
is,
it would
like,
work.
Yeah,
and it doesn't even have to be loud music, because like some music, when it's just played at a really low level, just like so it's like heard a little bit for 72 hours, that would drive me fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I would want to kill myself.
I'd want to kill everybody.
Yeah, probably. Especially the bands that they're torturing you with.
Nine Inch Nails like, would kill
my
you.
My computer fan annoys me sometimes, so I can't imagine what it would be like to have music in your ear.
Yeah, that
time.
Hum.
Even my neighbors who blast techno music after 12:30 a.m. Ooh.
For 72 hours
you're out there.
That's the worst because you only hear the low frequencies.
I can put up with just about any music blasted late at night, but that nonstop, it just fucking kills me. If there's a melody to the bass line, it might even lull me to sleep if it's James Taylor.
Yeah.
But no, that's torture.
It is.
That would be the worst torture for me. So if any of you ever want to like just throwing that out there, if you guys ever want to tie me up, maybe treat me a little badly, you know. Call me bitch. Maybe slap me around a bit.
Shoot a little something up your butt, maybe.
Maybe.
For 72
You know what
hours.
The thing that's really weird about that techno music is I've never been in the house of one of those people. You know, like I've never got to hear the actual techno music blaring. I've only been next door to them many times. You know, because I guess I don't hang out with the techno crowd enough.
You try to avoid those houses.
Yeah.
See, I like techno music.
Yeah, but
I
you're
don't
not the techno,
blast it like. With the subwoofer on full.
Well, it's not intended to be heard that way, so it's not going to sound good.
Yeah.
Ugh,
imagine Devin, next time we come to do the podcast, it's just fucking blasting from outside.
And he's just dancing in his boxers and sweating. I don't know what it is, man.
Yeah.
I just feel the groove.
Are you guys ready to do this podcast? Let's do it.
Slip some ecstasy into his peanut butter and jelly.
Do it. See what happens.
So they're...
No, don't.
So if you go to Guantanamo Bay, prepare to listen to some music way more than you want to hear it.
So how did they find out about that anyway? Like that they were using that as a torture?
I guess it just came out eventually.
Somebody was a tattletale.
Yeah.
They say a little too much.
Yeah.
They'll be the next to be tortured, one of the workers there.
Well, isn't Guantanamo Bay like closing?
Well, no. this is supposed
Obama's
to be
definitely
trying
not,
to,
definitely not
it's
closing.
Supposed to be like they're trying to get it closed and this is part of what they're helping to use to try to get it closed, because it's basically just used as like a high security prison, and they're like, it's, and they just beat the shit out of people basically. Like it's a really bad place.
It's a military base. It wasn't really a prison until Bush Jr. became president of the United States. Oh. Like it was always a military base ever since Cuba like started.
Mm-hmm. He just wanted a place where people can punch people.
Well, it's not part of
and listening to Drowning Pool 72 hours straight. Do you guys have that song, Let the Body Hit the Floor? I'd like to hear that like 100 times. Okay. It's all yours, buddy. And other ways to die are not by music, but by swine flu.
Yep. People are worried about the
H1N1. Really
anyone worried? Anybody getting a shot or thinking about it?
You know, I read that one kid in Ontario he died. From
he was
sickness.
Yeah, that was just...
And now everyone's racing at twice the speed to like go get their shots. Like, a kid died. If we hadn't heard about swine flu, a kid would die and we'd go on, you know, saying, okay, that's shitty that it happened.
Well, the reason why people are terrified because of that is because everyone knows what swine flu, right?
Yeah.
But this kid started to get sick on Friday and on Monday he was dead.
Yeah.
So people are like, even if you know about swine flu and prepared, I guess they'll be like, bam, you're dead.
Yeah. If he was the kid of a Viking, they would have probably kicked the shit out of him.
So is swine flu the new SARS?
For
is
being weak.
Kind of replaced it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's scary to a lot of people.
Swine flu is kind of like a legitimate... I mean, it's not like the apocalypse. It's not going to kill like 40% of the human race. It just wasn't awful.
Wasn't there a flu epidemic or whatever that killed a lot of people like years and years and years ago? I remember hearing
Black
something
Plague?
About that.
Yeah.
Not the Black Plague, but it was a strain of flu.
You're black plaguing our show right now, Luke.
Oh, I did hear about that, Luke. I don't remember all the details of it, but I remember.
There was a flu outbreak at some point that many people died, and they were comparing this to that. But I'm honestly not that worried about it, which kind of scares me because I've been feeling a little ill today. Yeah. After making fun of H1N1 and saying I'm not getting the needle and all this.
Yeah.
So if I die, please laugh about it.
Well, oh, yeah. No, we'll throw a party for your funeral.
We're the least vulnerable group because we're all like men in our mid-20s.
So we're good?
Yeah, we're good.
I'm all right. You know, we're good. Tomorrow I wake up and I like my arms
you
are
wake
falling
up
off.
Dead. Tomorrow I wake
What's
up
What's awesome
dead.
Though is that, you know, swine flu is just kicking in, right? Like
yep.
just now. And this weekend we have kids going from door to
yes.
door to get food.
Yeah.
So oh, I man. Think there's going to be a little bit of a spike after this weekend.
It's fucking terrible. I never even thought of that.
Yeah, you know, kids like nose running, hands
oh, yeah.
in the face,
and,
like,
and
touching all your doors and like doorknobs and stuff.
It's yeah. horrible.
Everyone is getting H1N1.
Every kid that goes out on Halloween.
And a lot of people just aren't as clean as they should be. I was talking about this the other day, how much it irritates me when people take out a tissue,
yeah.
blow oh,
yeah.
their nose, and it's tattered and holy, and there's nothing left to it, and then they stuff it back in their pocket.
Yeah.
And then you see them again later, and they pull out the same tattered piece and blow their nose again.
Yeah.
And they're touching like shopping carts, doors.
Their own food. Like, I mean, it's their own food, I know, but still, fucking... Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm mindful when I touch things. Like, I'm not, like, one of those people that goes crazy over stuff, but, like, I rarely get sick. Like, I have a pretty good immune system. And I just do the simple things, like, you know, I don't eat like a complete retard, and I wash my hands when I fucking touch... a fucking homeless man's cock, you know? I just give him a good little scrub.
After you've eaten that like a retard.
Yeah, exactly.
Sloppy man.
But I mean, I don't know. Like, I had the flu a little bit last week, and, you know, I had it for a couple days. It's gone now. Shit happens.
That's kind of
I don't like
the
scary
it.
Thing. I don't like that how it's scaring people the most, because, yeah. like, that seems to be what hits people the worst, is this panic. You know, like, every time people get sick, they're sitting at home paranoid, which is only going to make them worse, you know? Like, you should be getting a little exercise, like sweating mm-hmm. some of it out. Yeah. You should be getting some fresh air. You should be eating. And you should be shitting and puking as well to get it out of your system, yeah. you know? Mm-hmm. And people see this, and they're just like, no, I'm staying in my bed where I... It's like, no, you want to get better. I don't know. This whole... It's scaring people into shitting.
I don't agree with the whole... Going outside is okay as long as it's not in a public place. If
yeah.
you're sick, you do not go into a public place. If you
oh,
like,
yeah, no. I don't
if
mean
you're
like
really
it's,
contagious.
It's
crazy,
yeah.
but
or if
away.
It's cold out, you don't want to do it. But I mean, yeah. like, getting fresh air is good. It helps you. It clears your shit out.
It's as much a mind thing, I think, too. You know, like you said, people get a little sick, and then they keep worrying about it and worrying about it, and the stress only heightens that.
Well, like, stress leads to... everything. Like, stress is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
So, like, if someone's sick right now, like, if someone listening is sick right now, and you're thinking, oh, but it could be swine flu, it's not swine flu. You're fucking yourself over. And if you die, I apologize. It might have been swine flu.
Sweat it out.
Yeah.
Run a couple
treadmill.
Laps. Maybe, yeah. you know, rub on yourself a little bit.
I don't know. But my point is, like, worrying and shit, it's just, it adds to it. It's not good.
And you know what's made it worse?
What's made it
Who's
worse?
Who's seen that video?
Of
we'll
that
post
girl.
It up on the site of the cheerleader. I forget where it was, somewhere in the States, who got a vaccine, and now she's walking all crazy.
She walks like the fucking thing that crawled out of the well in The Ring. She's walking like a fucking weird spider.
But the weird part about that is she can run fine.
Yeah.
Like, it shows you're just jogging along normally, and then as soon as she goes to walking speed,
yeah, and when she's
weird.
Jogging, she can talk perfectly.
Yeah.
So when she's jogging, she's just like a normal girl. Normal girl? And then when she stops her, she can't talk anymore, and
she
can't walk.
Shaking.
Yeah, she just starts wiggling, and that was one of the vaccines. That was like one of the shots to prepare
yeah.
for this.
That,
at least she
won't
get the
what
flu now.
Enrages me is
yeah.
that like something like millions and millions and millions of people are getting this vaccine, like 10, 20, 30 million people, and like three people. Have negative side effects like that, which
yeah.
are horrible.
Yeah.
And then, like, every young family and, like, a young couple is instantly convinced that the government's trying to kill them with vaccines.
Yeah.
just kills me. It's just like,
yeah.
1/100 of 1% have negative side effects, and people are like, everyone's going to get killed by this vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were going to probably end up walking like a weird, fucked up tarantula anyway.
And just the other day, a kid died of swine flu because his parents didn't get him the goddamn vaccine.
So it's a hard decision for a lot of people to...
It is.
Well, it's not really, because your chances of dying from swine flu without the vaccine are way higher.
Like, way higher.
Way, way higher, dudes.
Totally.
They could just wear a ninja mask like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
You see those people going around with little masks over them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a Japan thing.
Yeah, it's always Asians I see doing
that. And a lot of people think that it's going to stop you from getting the flu, and it's not. It's to stop you from transmitting it.
And couldn't that possibly make you worse if you're just like breathing out your disgusting air into a cup and then sucking it back in?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it to myself.
But overall, it is actually better for like society.
Yeah. I don't really give a shit about anyone else.
So, with that said, we should all be wearing gas masks and full protective suits.
I'd say.
And Connie's.
Connie's?
Rib caps.
Rib caps?
Yeah, as Ghostface would say.
Connie's. Oh, Connie's. Slang for condoms. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Rib caps.
I'm a little behind on that one.
Yeah. Connie's. So, I guess...
That's about it on the flu.
We're done talking about swine flu.
Has anything else to say? We could talk about chimney flus.
Yeah. Yeah. We could talk about birds that have flued.
The bird flu.
Yeah.
I like how they always put an animal with it. Like, what's next?
Yeah.
What's next? I mean, the cow flu? Maybe they'll call it the moo flu. Wouldn't that be silly, guys?
Puppy flu. Yeah, they'll choose something, like, adorable.
Yeah.
Swan flu. It'll make you look like a fucking princess.
Your neck just extends.
Now we have some Q&As from the forum that we're going to talk about.
Yep. Sure.
Yeah?
Why not?
I think we've already touched on a few of them because one was like, are you dressing up for Halloween and stuff? And we've had some conversations on the forums and stuff already. So what are we going to tackle?
Let's go with the first one there.
Can somebody read that? I can't read.
Have you ever seen something so scary or shocking that it mentally scarred you forever or for a certain period of time?
Actually, Luke touched on this earlier when he was talking about that shit porn movie that he said he was shocked for a little while after.
Yeah.
You know, barring actual deaths, like catastrophes that happen and a bunch of people dying, that kind of shocks me and it puts me into a zone where I'm thinking about things a lot. But as far as like a movie or a situation, I don't know. I don't think I've really ever been shocked or, you know, scarred that bad.
I haven't.
I don't think I have either. I may have, but... Not enough to remember it, because I'm sort of a goldfish memory. I just kind of go by the moment.
Yeah.
What were you talking about?
You have a goldfish dick, too.
Oh. It tastes like goldfish. It has nice cheddar cheese seasoning.
Covered. Yeah.
It's delicious. Baked. Sometimes I stir it in girls' tomato soup.
Oh.
Add some flavor.
Your spaghetti noodle.
They like it.
Requiem for a Dream has definitely scarred me for life.
Huh.
Really?
Like, I've only ever watched it once. I believe I bought it,
but
I never...
You bought it in Blu-ray, never opened it.
Yeah, I never took off the... I never even took off the plastic wrap. It's one of my favorite movies because of how much it affected me.
Really?
But it was just horrifying.
Wow.
I think my problem is I just don't know at what point something... I can say something has scarred me forever.
Yeah.
So I'm not really comfortable saying that something has. Like, there have been things that I probably won't forget and I'll remember, but...
And have changed you.
Nothing that really, really bothers me.
Yeah.
I would assume that something like that, you would remember it like that.
Yeah.
If it actually...
Like if your uncle jerked you off when you were a kid or something.
Another thing.
I'm just saying, guys, it wasn't me. If your Uncle Hal comes over for Christmas. And
we haven't heard from Zach yet, have you?
Nothing. I'm trying to think and I get nothing.
When I was a kid.
Oh, geez.
Okay, yeah. My family buys a new camper trailer like every 2.5 weeks. So we've gone through a lot, but when I was a kid, at one point we were camping for the summer, a camper trailer, and you know, just hanging out. I was playing cards with my dad, and my mom was about to make dinner in the camper. Little did we know that there was a propane leak.
Oh,
so
shit.
Whole camper filling propane, filling propane, filling propane. Mom hits the switch on the oven. Whole friggin' camper is on fire instantly. Like, the windows explode.
Holy shit.
Wow.
The oven just explodes. And, like, I'm stunned. So, I'm, like, I'm closest to the door, but last one to get out of the fucking camper. Because like,
they're all pushing you out of the way.
Motherfuck, out of the way.
Pretty much it. I was like, I don't remember there being so hot in here.
So, probably the whole gas leak kind of oven thing has you cautious a little bit, maybe?
Not cautious, just scarred.
Yeah.
Like, I have a propane.
I thought you were going to say I have a scar on my back.
Oh. Hair was like buzz cut by fire. Eyebrows gone.
Holy shit.
Like it was an explosion. Like
it was like
exploded.
A near death thing. Like that's fucking
crazy.
We had
to go to the hospital because like everyone had like burns and stuff.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's pretty awful.
Now that I think about it, like I the one thing that I fear a lot is deep waters. and it probably has something to do with something when I was a kid.
Oh, was that you on the Truman Show?
I didn't see the Truman Show.
Okay. I saw it a bunch of times, but I don't remember.
Never mind.
Damn. I really wish I knew. Because
anyone on the forum get that?
Let's wait for them to respond.
No? Okay, whatever. Fuck you guys.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like I like swimming a lot. Like, I can swim in like, lakes and shit. But the ocean, I don't know. Like, we don't know what's at the bottom of the ocean. All right? It's a fucking... It could be anything. And that's their territory. You know, you don't fuck with whatever's down there. That's their spot. We live on the land where we breathe air. So, like, I don't know. Like, I just am not convinced that I want to ever be at the bottom of the ocean. Because, like, I mean, if you look at, like planet Earth, if you pop on one of the deep ocean sea specials or whatever, some of the things down there, they look like fucking monsters. Oh, yeah. They're scary looking.
On their heads.
They have a whole episode about the deep sea.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up.
And it's got some scary shit down there. Like, sure. I'll stay on land and never see one of those. Like, I like seeing them on Blu-ray, but I don't want to see a stingray in my chest.
Like Steve Irwin? Is that where you're going?
That's where I was going. Yeah.
I actually thought of something that did kind of scare me. It actually ties into the Halloween and how I like the Friday the 13th movies.
Yep.
One time my sisters, they were babysitting me. And just like earlier in the week, I had saw a little bit of them watching a Jason movie. And it just freaked me out. And I remember as a kid, I like ran out and was like, holy shit, that's like the scariest shit ever. Like I just saw him killing someone or something. So anyway, a couple days after that, they were babysitting me. And they decided to play a trick on me. And they said, Jason, I was really, really young. They're like, okay, Jason's in the neighborhood. We have to go get help. And they, like, locked the doors, and they just, like, went around the house banging on the house.
Wow.
I'm just this young kid in there. They told me Jason's in the neighborhood, and they have to go get help. Don't open the door for anybody, Luke. And I'll never forget that, and that kind of fucked me up. But it's weird, because I like Jason movies.
Yeah, you love Jason. Well, it's because you've come to understand him. You are Jason now.
No one understands Jason Voorhees like I do.
No.
I feel like we have this bond.
Have you ever had, like, a nightmare that you knew was a nightmare, but you couldn't wake yourself up?
Yeah, once.
That is tragic.
Once in my life. Oh, yeah. And I can tell you what it was, and you're probably going to laugh. I was repairing the Borg ship. You know, you remember the Borg?
You told me this before.
I know. Like, that was no joke. I had to fix the Borg ship, which is a giant cube. Like, type in Borg ship. I think it's just called the Borg ship. Whatever. It's a big cube, and it's fucking scary looking. And I had to repair it, and you know, they didn't like me. I wasn't, you know, one of their friends. And I remember this dream, and I remember I couldn't wake up until I had this fucking thing fixed. And that was it was horrible. It was really, really terrifying. And I remember when I woke up, like, it seemed like the dream went on for, like days and days. And then when I woke up, I was like, I'm not going back to sleep. There's no fucking way.
Wow. That was a bad one.
It was really bad. Like, I've never experienced anything like that since. And it stuck with me.
Were they pushing you around? Like, you're sitting there, like, down on your knees with a screwdriver, and they're like, fix it, flesh scum.
Pretty much.
They're, like, slapping you.
Pretty much.
They're shoving cocks in your throat.
No, they weren't fucking me.
No. I'm sorry.
Everything comes back to
the dick joke. Just Google up what Borgs look like and Google up Derek Ord.
It's time.
And
just time for me to pull out my dick and put it in your mouth. It's like half robot dick.
It's probably just razor blades, and they spin around.
It's like an attachment they can just add on.
Yeah. It's like a fucking
pitchfork. It's a pitchfork that just spins in your ass. Like a blender. Your asshole looks like a whipped cake. Pink whipped frosting.
Well, you know what? If I got raped in it by the Borg, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have been as bad. Because, like, like, I know what rape is. I've seen rape. I've talked about rape. Repairing a Borg ship, I have no idea how to do that, and I had to do it. So, that was my scary thing. So, what's our next question?
Next question is, how did all of you meet?
Who wants to tee this one off?
You want to tee that one off.
I want to tee it off? Okay. I'll go down the list. John I met through Devin when we were having a LAN at Devin's house playing Counter-Strike or maybe Warcraft or Diablo or something.
It's most likely CS.
And I'm pretty sure at that point I didn't really know who John was. He was just one of the other guys because we had the Churro group and then we had I think it was the Anakinish group.
Yeah.
So that's how I know John. And I just recently got to know John better inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and
that's my nightmare, by the way.
Yeah. Luke I met at one of my friends' parties, and we went to school together. We actually had I mentioned a song that I liked to him, and he said something sarcastically. I remember thinking he was a fucking dick, and I didn't really care if I was his friend.
I pretty much am.
Just oh yeah, dick. You are, and you know, that's cool. And I don't think I hung out with you much after that. It was actually we had moved and stuff, and we had like changed completely, and then we were just like talking about philosophy one day, and it's like, hey, this guy isn't as shitty as I remember him being. And I'm sure he was thinking the same about me, because you know, I was pretty shitty back then.
I always loved you.
So and Zachy was a oh, well, I appreciate that. Zachy I met through our friend Cliff.
Yep.
Get well soon, Cliff. You just had a little operation, but I'm sure you're going to be on the up and up. But yeah, I met Zachy through him, went to school with him. And Dev and I also met through Counter-Strike, and that's because Counter-Strike was pretty much my junior high, or my high school and junior high for that matter. That's all I did. So I met people through Counter-Strike. That's my stories, guys.
Mine is pretty quick because there's not a lot of exciting stories, really. You already said how we met.
Yeah.
John, I just met through Devin.
Yeah.
Here, I think, actually.
Yeah, it probably would have been here, I think, one time I came over, and you're like, who is this colored man? Devin! Devin!
Get him out.
You know the rules! I wanted a country club!
All of a sudden, he's like leaning, trying to cover up his swastikas. Stuff. Oh, I didn't know you were coming.
That's why I always wear long-sleeve shirts when you're around.
Cover your tattoos. Zachy, I think I met you through Phelan.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I was over at his place, and you guys were doing Mortal Comedy.
With that a minute? Yeah. You were probably doing card tricks.
I definitely maybe. Was doing card tricks.
You did some card tricks, and I was like, get a load of this guy. Harry Houdini over here. Good guy, good guy. Devin I went to school with.
Yeah.
And what class were we been in? Were we in French class together?
I have no idea.
I can't think what class we're in.
Grade 11 French, maybe?
With Mrs. Powell is what I'm thinking. Did you have her for French?
Powell?
And I was always at the back of the class because I was really bad.
Well, I had Albuquerque at grade 11, and I just didn't care. I just stopped doing anything in that class at all.
So it wasn't place. That one. It is.
It is. I believe it's in New Mexico.
Yeah. But yeah, we met in school, and then we both had the same interests and just sort of started doing videos and different things.
And the story of how you guys relinked up in the future, Chemical Reality, hello.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Devin was the cameraman, and Luke was the silly man.
I hadn't talked to Luke in years.
Mm. Yeah. And probably didn't really care to.
I didn't care either, because Luke was an ass.
Yeah.
Everybody's story comes back to, I met Luke, he was a fucking asshole. Yeah. And a couple years later, he just came back around, and I was like, I'll deal with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A prick.
No, but I think I still have the original video that we did that day. It was just you and Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Like doing some random stupid shit.
Trying to.
I have the original one from the day before that when it was my camera and it was laying on his windowsill.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just this. Basically, the story was Luke was eating cereal with a fork so that he had more of the milk to drink when he was done. And he was watching. And he was watching the National Geographic Channel. He was watching turtles fuck on that National Geographic Channel. And that was pretty much it. And we cracked up so much. I think we filled a tape of just bloopers of us just laughing. It was fucking
That'd
hilarious.
Be funny
and I still have it. I still
Do
have
you
it.
Have it?
Oh, I definitely still have
is
it.
Is it worth putting up somewhere for a laugh or is it just
Remember I just recently put that reaction video of you up?
Yeah.
That's from that. Of you sitting on the couch doing all the weird faces. Yeah, I got the whole thing. But it's, I don't know, maybe in like years down the road it'll be good.
We don't want to embarrass ourselves too much, do we?
Yeah, it's not like we do that. We're the fucking...
With my foul mouth and such.
Yeah. Yep. So, other getting to know people stories, Zachy?
Devin, I actually met through you. I didn't know Devin
before.
Yeah,
that's right.
You covered Cliff. Me and Luke already said, I'm kind of winning by default here. I don't have to say too much.
Yeah, that's true.
John, I met through Devin doing this, actually. So,
yeah.
That's every
story. I remember the day Devin met you was when you were doing a magic show at...
Fairtrade Cafe.
At the Fairtrade, yeah. And I was like, you know, me and my buddy Devin will drop by and we'll film it for you and...
We were going to check it out.
Yeah,
Phelan was doing that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. We're all friends.
Well, Dev and I are roommates now, but we met when we were like 13, 14.
Yeah, how did that work?
Playing CS.
Well, we used to play Counter-Strike, right?
Yeah.
And that was back in the days when the internet was shit.
Yeah.
So you pretty much had to play on a server in your province to be able to get any kind of real ping. Like, if you were playing with a ping of like 200, that was acceptable, like you can play with that. And
so what server was it?
Oh, it was like Counter-Strike. Like, you would host your own server, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
okay.
Or we, I think
there was
one
like
of the ISPs had a Counter-Strike server.
Eastlink had one, and there was a like NF or something.
That one came later.
Yeah.
The one that we played on, I don't remember what
you hosted one for a while.
I hosted one for a while.
Wasn't there a PEI clan that was?
Yeah.
Anyway, so since we were both in Nova Scotia, we'd always end up on the same servers.
Yeah.
And then clans
as they used to be called, were pretty popular back then. So
Luke's eyes light up as we mentioned clans. Like, ah.
This comes back to what I was talking about when I first met John. I was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. Him and his we were clans. In the clan when I met Devin.
He had a big white hood on when I came in. It's awkward.
Yeah, so Devin and I joined a clan, and then
we joined the clan.
We joined the Counter-Strike clan.
I think there's a pretty good reason why they don't call them clans anymore.
Yeah. They're squadrons.
Yeah, and now...
But it was kind of weird because back then, I mean, we were pretty young, and trying to convince our parents that we should go like have a LAN somewhere at somebody else's house
was it your house was or
a it? Tough thing to do. I think the first one was at my place, and then we went up to your guys' place a couple.
I remember. I remember a bunch of us came out from Anganish, like four or five of us.
Yeah.
And I remember one of our parents coming just for the drive up.
Yep.
Just to make sure that it wasn't like a sex dungeon.
Yeah.
Devin's a mastermind.
Yeah.
You all get in your chairs, he presses a button, and you're all like locked in. And
so, he tickles you. Once like our folks made sure that he had real parents, they're just like, never come back.
He had real parents. It wasn't a Pinocchio thing again. They
were robots. Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah. Come to the sex dungeon.
A screw falls out of her head.
So basically, it was either CS or film stuff that brought us all together.
Yeah.
That's breathtaking. Counter-Strike does kick ass. So that's the story of us meeting. And we have one last question that's kind of quick and easy. And it's, have we all been Rickrolled before?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I actually haven't been Rickrolled before.
Gasp?
Gasp.
Gaspé Peninsula?
And I challenge you out there to try.
Yep. There you go. It's a challenge laid down by John. And if you can do him, he'll lay you down and do you.
I don't even know what that means.
Me neither.
But it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It sounded kind of sexy. Lay you down. Like he's really gentle.
So that's our Q&A.
Yeah.
So now we got some plugs, some shout-outs to do.
Mm-hmm. As usual, I have www.myspace.com/LukeJamesJF and www.myspace.com/futuristicmoneyplayers. That's players with a Z. Who's next?
Well, I know that actually, isn't your CD like it's like almost it's on the go now?
Yeah, we took it actually to the factory to get done, and they were going to do it, but they said there are a couple things we could change with the images just to make it more crisp.
Yeah.
So we're trying to do this right, so we decided to take a bit more time, but it's looking to be out in November.
So I actually heard that you're nominated for 17 Golden Globes, an Emmy, and 4 East Coast Music Awards, and people haven't even heard it yet.
And there's also an Oscar.
And an Oscar.
There's no acting involved, so we've been nominated for
a
lot of awards.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Wow. And you'll need the internet to check out his MP3s, and if you don't have the internet, then you're fucking stupid.
How are you listening to this?
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Someone downloaded it and put it on floppy disks for them.
Put it on vinyl for you.
I should add, we should really shout out Mixcloud.
Yeah.
www.mixcloud.com. I mean, this wouldn't be going on without that, really.
Yeah, they started up in September of this year, and it's going pretty darn good, I gotta say.
Yeah, it's for streaming podcasts or little music shows.
They host us.
Yeah, yep. They've had us featured for a while as one of the featured artists, which is really cool. So, shout out to Mixcloud. And we also have a little store up. If you go to our main website, along the right side, there's a Cafe Press store where you can order some Red Matter shirts and mugs and thongs and dog dishes. And there's all sorts of crazy
thongs.
They do have thongs.
Speaking of Cafe Press, just a quick little tiny story. Cafe Press opened in like 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And when it opened up, I was in high school, like just starting high school. And I started up a little store, just put like pictures on t-shirts and shit like that.
Yep.
Never bought anything. I had one item. Last week, my mom calls me and she's like, there's a check here for $25 for you from Cafe Press. I was like, what the fuck?
So
and
did
after
someone...
10 years, my store earned $25.
You are in business.
I know.
Shit, you may
that's
as
a
well
good
boost
bonus.
That one. Yeah. Plug that.
So does that mean someone bought your shirt or just you've been a member?
Mouse pad.
A mouse pad? They bought a mouse pad from you?
There was like two people bought my mouse pad over 10
what was
wow.
on it?
Yeah. I'm not even going to say.
No, tell us. You have to
it was like
us.
A Dragon Ball Z guy,
it,
wasn't
it? It was a picture of a Chocobo from
Final
Fantasy.
That's cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Chocobo's rock.
I thought you were just going to say your face with like an asterisk in the background.
Yeah, give thumbs up. Just buy my mouse pad.
What else?
What else do we have to plug?
No, I'd like to plug your mouth right now, you
I
filthy
bet you
bitch.
Would.
Dev, how's Mixcloud to use as like the admin side
oh,
of
it's
it?
Super,
Really easy. Yeah. You just you upload your music or your podcast that you want to upload to it, and make sure you have a track list or basically a list of what's going on. And then you're set.
Yeah.
There's not
it's,
really much
it's
to
really
it.
Simple for listening too. You just hit the big play button and it plays, and you can favorite things just by hitting the heart.
There's a lot of
it
good
actually,
music ones on there too.
It's pretty tart proof.
It's really like the YouTube of music.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It
check
is
it
good.
Out.
Yes, Mixcloud. So I guess that's it for this week. We kinda danced in Halloween's circle of fierceness.
We did.
And
we should also shout out the fans. Everybody, thank you.
Yep.
People have been representing in Facebook statuses and stuff, and
yeah,
I just want to thank all the people out there who've done that. That's a big help because it gets people interested and they click. So, thanks to everybody who's helping.
Also, I'm going to cut you off because I don't really like you.
All right.
Also, Colin for coming out and doing an interview with me, and
it's on
and Scalabrini, our favorite rapper from Newfoundland, that's fat and has red hair.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
The self-proclaimed ginger kid.
Yep.
He said it.
Cool.
Yes.
All right.
Peace out.
Peace.
Bye.